A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Membeis, Sukkah 42a, pagination page 83. About the middle of the page, just a drop below that, Masnisin towards the end of the line, a new Mishnah. Mikabelis Isha Miyad Bina, a woman is allowed to receive the lulav from the hands of her son, umiyad baila, or from the hands of the husband. It's not considered muktzah to her, even though typically, apparently, the reason for the confusion was that the woman would not do the mitzvah because it's a mitzvah saseh shahazman grama. But rasha'a, she's allowed to, and it's not considered muktzah to her, and she can therefore receive the lulav from the people that are doing the mitzvah, umachziroso lemayim b'Shabbos, and she can put it into water on Shabbos. Now, obviously, whatever we're allowing her to do on Shabbos, that's simply because of the presentation of the Mishnah, but the husband or son could also directly do whatever she's being allowed to do on Shabbos. And what's being allowed over here is to return it to the water from which it was taken before the mitzvah was done. The water would keep the lulav fresh, and you'd be allowed to return it to the water on Shabbos. This is talking in a case before the Gzeira Deraba that said that we're not allowed to take lulav on Shabbos, and being that they were allowed to do the mitzvah on Shabbos, so they were allowed to return it to its water on Shabbos as well. Again, that's not the halacha, the way it's recorded for us, because we don't take the lulav on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says that this returning to the water on Shabbos, Yom Tov Chol HaMoed, is a very detailed topic. B'Shabbos machzirin. If you're allowed to handle the lulav on Shabbos, so you're only going to return it to the water. B'Yom Tov Mosifin, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to add to the water. U'v'moed machlifin, and during Chol HaMoed, you should change the water. And that's how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah lahachlifam, that this word machlifin is actually a tzivui, it's a command, it's a recommendation that you should change the water to make sure to keep things fresh. Now, in our time, we're not really that focused on putting things into water during Yom Tov. We deal with fresh hadasim and aravos. The lulavim typically are sealed on the bottom, so putting it in water would not clearly have any benefit. And introducing water generally, according to our expertise, seems to cause more damage than good. In fact, sometimes the water gets on the esrig and causes problems of discoloration. So for the most part, we don't get involved with water. But nevertheless, this concept of machlifin, that a person should make the effort that the minim should remain lach v'hadur, fresh, is definitely true, and our method of putting the hadasim and aravos, for example, into the fridge is something that a person should pay attention to and do promptly in order to keep them fresh. In fact, the Rambam mentions an interesting minig that they would take an arava chadasha, a fresh arava, every day of Chol HaMoed, which I don't think we go that extreme, but certainly to be aware, to care for it well, and to replace it when necessary. The Mishnah concludes with a very important statement that has global impact. Katan hayodeya lena'aneya chayev belulav. A child who knows how to wave the lulav is obligated in lulav, meaning that the father should go ahead, if possible, and buy a lulav for the child. In other words, normally a person can be mekayim the mitzvah using someone else's lulav, but if he's using someone else's lulav, he wouldn't be able to shake during halal at the same time that the tzibur is davening halal if there's only one minyan. So therefore, all things considered, it would be better if the child would have their own lulav. And that is true once the child reaches the level of knowledge, of education, of expertise, that he knows how to shake. If he doesn't know how to shake, he might as well just do whatever mitzvah he could do with your lulav after you're done with it. There is another consideration regarding a child, a reason that a child should have his own lulav, and that is a classic topic where the child is on the first day of Sukkot supposed to own the lulav, just as everyone, ulekachtam lochem b'yom harishon, we're supposed to own the lulav, and when we borrow a lulav, what we really do is ask for rights to be kona, to acquire the lulav for ourselves, and after we fulfill the mitzvah, we return it to the owner. The problem is that that halachic dynamic of taking and returning is not available to us by a child because the child doesn't have that level of knowledge to give back that ability, to give back the item and let you bekona it back. And giving something to a child would actually make it his and you wouldn't get it back. Halachically, it becomes complicated. So we have a choice. Either we give it to the child, and even on the first day, it's a loan. It's not really the child's, but we say that that's good enough for the purposes of chinuch. And when he's an adult and obligated in the mitzvah, we will give it to him for real, because at that time he'll be able to give it back. The other approach is to be concerned about this and to try, if possible, to get a kosher set for the child so that the child truly owns it. That's the concept of what's called a chinuch set, which is ostensibly a kosher set, just not muhudar, as beautiful as the parent would want to use for themselves. But in any case, once the child reaches the point of being able to shake during halal, if possible, it's recommended, that's this Gemara, if it's not expensive to the point that the person can't really do it, but if it's available, it's better for the child to have their own lulav so that they could shake on their own during halal. The Gemara continues and says, L'sa'atef, once the child knows to wrap himself in tzitzis, so then chayiv b'tzitzis, he's obligated in tzitzis, and the father would go ahead and purchase a pair of tzitzis. Our general approach is to do tzitzis even earlier, but this concept of obligation is when the child knows what to do with tzitzis at the proper time. The Mordechai, a commentary printed in the back of the Gemara, mentions not just lehisate, if he knows how to wrap himself in tzitzis when he starts off the mitzvah the way we do, we wrap ourselves, but beyond that, he knows how to put tzitzis in front of him and behind him so that they're on the corners, and he knows during Shema to hold them in his hand, and that's how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. The child knows what to do with a pair of tzitzis, then the obligation would begin. Lishmar tefillin, to guard the tefillin, aviv lokeach lo tefillin, then it's the proper time to buy the tefillin. So Rashi mentions lishmar, to guard, that the child knows not to go into the Beis HaKisei, into the bathroom, with the tefillin, which would be a very young age. In Shulchan Aruch, the way it's brought is that the child knows shelo yishon shelo lahafiach, he knows bodily control so that he could honor the tefillin properly, which is certainly an older age. But the Rambam mentions that the minig is that we don't do the mitzvah of tefillin until the age of 13. The Mishneh Berurah mentions, yes, we do it a month, 2 months, 3 months before that, as the different minhagim are, but basically around the age of 13 is the time that we do tefillin. Finally, the Gemara says, last one that we'll do right now, Yodeya ledaber, when the child knows how to speak, Aviv lomdo Torah ukriyashma, the father should teach him Torah and Kriyashma. And the Gemara elaborates, Torah maihi, what does it mean, Torah? Omer Rav Hamnuna, Torah tziva lanu Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov. Torah was commanded to us through Moshe as an inheritance for the entire Jewish people. The child should understand, firstly, that Torah is a gift to us from Hashem through Moshe, and secondly, that it's given to each and every Jew. It's his personal treasure, not some ivory tower scholarship. And Kriya Shema Maihi, what does it mean? Shema, Pasuk Rishon, the first Pasuk of Shema. The Shulchan Aruch continues that then when the child gets a little bit older, the child reaches the age of 6 or 7, then he would be introduced to formal learning, to the Beis HaSefer, to the school. But earlier than that, education starts with these basic psukim and obviously progresses until such time that the child is ready for formal education. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.